What will happen next? I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Former President Donald Trump taking to social media, posting that he believes he will be arrested Tuesday in the hush money payments case.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to his role in that payment in a 2018 case. He claims it was meant to keep Daniels quiet about an alleged affair that Trump denies. Federal prosecutors have claimed the former president and his business reimbursed Cohen for that payment.
Fox's Nate Foy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeting that he's directing House committees to investigate if federal funds are being used for politically motivated probes. Meanwhile, there appears to be no end in sight for the border crisis. Fox's Griff Jenkins reports in Mission, Texas.
While the people that have given themselves up are decreasing, the smuggling and gotaways are increasing. There are an increase of 920% of Chinese nationals compared to this time last year. The total for the year, over 1,600. And the reason why you're seeing these Chinese coming is because the cartels are advertising to faraway places like China because they are paying $25,000 to $30,000 plus to be smuggled. That's why former DHS Acting Secretary Ken Cuccinelli says the cartels are the ones that have control.
The head of the U.S. Border Patrol telling lawmakers at a hearing on Wednesday that the agency does not have operational control of the U.S. southern border. A man has been arrested for allegedly threatening to kill police officers.
A New York man is now facing federal charges for allegedly threatening to kill police officers at the Yonkers St. Patrick's Day parade. Officials say 32-year-old Rydone Kola has expressed support for Islamic extremism and terrorist attacks. Kola was arrested after reportedly posting his threats against the Yonkers Police Department on social media.
That's Fox's Brian Yenis. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Major cleanup efforts happening around the U.S. following a recent bout of severe storms. Fox's Christina Coleman reports in Los Angeles.
Cleanup efforts are underway across the country after a line of storms pummeled multiple states this week. In Texas and Oklahoma, people are surveying the damage after hail fell throughout the region on Thursday. In Irving, gusty winds tore the roof off of a car dealership while heavy rain flooded this apartment complex. Residents have been returning to gather their belongings, with many now left wondering what's next. In California, people are still clearing water and debris left behind by this week's atmospheric river. Pacific Gas and Electric brought in additional crews to speed up power restoration to thousands of homes and businesses. Due to these back-to-back storms, only about 36% of California remains in a drought.
State officials in California claiming years of drought contributed to cracks in levee walls. A Florida sheriff's deputy shot three times in the line of duty leaves the hospital. Fox's Matt Napolitano with more.
Pinellas County deputies and loved ones lined the path outside Bayfront Hospital in St. Petersburg Friday as Corporal Matthew Aitken walked out the door holding hands with his young daughter. Aitken was shot in the neck, hand, and leg while responding to a vehicle burglary report last weekend with his canine Taco when they were ambushed by a suspect.
He was in bad shape. Make no mistake about it. This very easily could have gone the other way.
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri, Aitken's partner, Sergeant Jacob Viano, was able to duck away and fire back at the suspect, killing 23-year-old Zion Bostic. Aitken has been told to take it easy for now, but he plans on rejoining the force once he's fully recovered.
San Diego State hammering Furman 75-52 in the second round to reach the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.